Jane Knuth is an eighth grade math teacher. She and her husband live in Portage, Michigan. For the last 15 years, Jane Knuth has been volunteering at the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Jane has written a book about those experiences. It's entitled Thrift Store Saints, Meeting Jesus 25 Cents at a Time. And I'm happy to welcome Jane Knuth to the program today. She's on the phone with us from Michigan. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today, and we're looking forward to hearing about this book. Tell us about yourself, if you would, please, and how this book came about.
Well, I'm just an ordinary middle-class wife, mother. I wasn't ever intending to write a book. I don't really have a degree in any kind of theology or spirituality. I'm a math teacher, and I started volunteering kind of accidentally at the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, and from there, it was just step by step. That's why the subtitle is Meeting Jesus 25 Cents at a Time. I just began to discern Jesus little bits at a time, and kind of like change filling up your pocket. It's just like all of a sudden, I realized this is a very spiritual place. This is not just a thrift store. It's kind of just a place to meet with not only Jesus, but other Christians who could teach me a lot. And after a long time working there, I started writing some stories down and just to share with my other volunteers that we had. And from there, I just had so many stories. Eventually, there was enough for a book, so I looked around, and it's published by Loyola Press. In 2010, it was published.
So share some of these stories with us, if you would, please.
Okay, well, give you a good example. There was one day a man walked in and he asked if we gave away free clothing. And I said, well, we do sometimes. What do you need it for? And he said, well, it's not for me, it's for my cousin. And he doesn't have any pants, and I was wondering if I could get some clothes for him. And I'm thinking, well, your cousin needs to come in and ask for himself. And he says, well, he can't. He just got out of prison. And he had nowhere to go, and so I told his parole officer he could live with me. And they only give him one set of clothes, and he's got a job. He's hanging drywall, but you know what drywall's like. It just kind of sticks in your clothes, and you can't get it out, and there's no time to wash them and dry them. And he has to work first thing in the morning. He goes till 7 at night, and he just doesn't have time to come in here. And I said, oh, okay, no problem. We'll get you some clothes. So we start looking through the racks, and we get some clothes for the guy's cousin, and he says, you know, I just don't have any money right now, but I'd like to do something. Could I rake your leaves? And I said, no, you don't have to rake our leaves, because I'm thinking, you know, this is a charity. We're giving these clothes away. It's no big deal.
Sure.
And so we find some socks and some shirts for him and a jacket and everything. He goes, I'd really like to rake your leaves. And I said, no, that's fine. You don't have to do that. And then one of the other volunteers was walking by, and he said, you want to rake our leaves? That would be great. I'll get you a rake. And he goes and he gets the rake for the guy. And the guy goes out and he rakes all the leaves. And we don't have a lot of them, but he raked them all into a nice pile. And he came back in, and he was a different person. I mean, he wasn't anxious anymore. He wasn't, you know, worried about how this looked or anything. I could tell that it just gave him his dignity back to be able to rake those leaves for us. And I learned a big lesson that day. It was like, oh, if somebody wants to rake the leaves, that's Jesus asking.
Yeah.
You know, I should see Jesus in this person, and I should obey. It's not something that's my choice. This is what Jesus wants to do. He wants to rake the leaves, and so that's one of my lessons I learned that day.
It's a very good lesson. Can you share another story with us?
Sure. There was a time just recently. There was a gentleman. He came in. This isn't in the book, but there was a gentleman. He came in, and he'd had both his knees replaced. And he'd hired some people to come in his house and help him while he was recovering from that, and they stole his money. So he came in, and he was an elderly gentleman, but he was very dignified and dressed well, and you could tell he was embarrassed to be there, but he had a good sense of humor about it. And I said, well, I'm sorry this happened to you. We can help you with the bill. He was trying to pay his consumer's power bill, you know, the utility bill. We can help you with that. And he said, well, you know, I'm just glad I'm in a position where I can be taken. And I said, you're what? He says, well, you know, there's three places you can be in this world. You can be in a position where you're taken from other people, or you can be in a position where you have nothing to take, or, like me, I'm in a position where I can be taken.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I said, oh, my goodness. I'm going to write that down. He says, well, go ahead. But that's quite a different way of looking at being robbed, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So here in the Diocese of Wilmington, in the city of Wilmington, our Catholic Charities has a thrift store. And I know that there are other thrift stores. The St. Vincent de Paul Society in Easton, Maryland, has a thrift store. I would think it's very similar to the one that you work at in Kalamazoo. But at here, is it the same way in Kalamazoo? It's a place to gather, to share experiences. It's almost like a neighborhood gathering place.
Oh, absolutely. It's supposed to be that way. We actually want to get to know all the neighbors, and we specifically put our thrift stores in neighborhoods where the people need us. We don't put it in a place where we're liable to get the heaviest traffic or the best, prices or anything. We put it in a neighborhood where people need a store. And then that neighborhood's usually very grateful to have a store. Our store's been there since the 1960s, and so a lot of our customers have actually been shopping there longer than any of us volunteers have been volunteering there. So they think of it as their store. You know, this is our neighborhood store.
Mm-hmm.
And, and they come in, some people come in every single day just to chat and see us, tell us, look around, see how things are, you know. In one of my talks, I was talking to somebody who wasn't in our store, but she had a favorite St. Vincent de Paul store, and she told me that she loved it so much that she gave it up for Lent.
Wow.
I said, you gave up St. Vincent de Paul for Lent? She goes, yep. It was like, I just loved it so much, I thought I could really sacrifice by giving it up. She goes, and then when I walked in there on Ash Wednesday, they all looked at me and said, what are you doing here? And she says, well, I'm just looking. I'm not giving up the store for Lent. I'm just giving up shopping there for Lent.
So it was funny.
Like it was her community, and that's very much what it's like in our store. We know the people. We know their faces. Sometimes we know their names. They know our names, and it's just a wonderful place.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Jane Knuth. Jane is the author of the book entitled Thrift Store Saints, Meeting Jesus 25 Cents at a Time. It's available from Loyola Press. And Jane, how has your experience at the thrift store changed you?
It's changed me completely in a lot of ways. I mean, it's still me. People who've known me all these years haven't noticed the huge change, but it's changed my attitude towards everything. I think as I was getting older, I was getting like a little more impatient with people and with all the things that had to be done and with the way the world was going and drawing in. And then when I started at the thrift store and I realized these people have a lot to teach me, I need to go back and be a student again. I'm not the teacher of everything. I teach math, but I don't need to teach everything. Mm-hmm. And these people have a lot to teach me. And so it turned me into a student again. It turned me into somebody who had my eyes open, looking over my shoulder all the time, trying to figure out where Jesus was going to appear the next time, trying to figure out if I could listen well enough to get the lesson. So in a lot of ways, it just helped me be younger and helped me to grow at the same time.
What do you want your readers to learn from your book? And also, who is the book written for? Is it for Catholics? Is it for any Christian? What is your target audience, and what do you want them to take out of the book?
Well, since I'm kind of a new author, I didn't think of a target audience other than other thrift store volunteers like me. But as it turned out, it's really I'm talking in more Protestant churches than I am Catholic churches. They're all interested in this. They're all interested in helping the poor and doing it in a spiritual way. And they all can relate to the stories because it's just stories of how God works in your life. And I had one bookstore owner who was trying to talk someone into reading the book, and the woman said, I don't know, I don't go to church. And the bookstore owner says, I haven't been in a church in years, but don't worry, this lady doesn't go near a church in this book. I thought that was pretty funny because every chapter is about God, every chapter is about spirituality, but she's right. I don't go near a church, but in some ways I am. I mean, it's always it's always about God, and it's always about people and God. So it's a very interesting dynamic that's going on with this book, mm-hmm. that I didn't realize this would happen. It's totally surprised me.
Huh. So it's not a textbook on Catholic social justice or anything like that. It's more of a practical stories about people's lives, maybe people less fortunate who become the person who gives instead of receives.
Oh, absolutely. It's all stories.
Yeah.
There isn't any kind of lecture in it at all. It's just all stories about different people, and sometimes the stories end abruptly and a new story starts. I mean, I don't even have a lot of commentary in there about what I learned. Sometimes I just tell the story and let people learn what they can. And that's been a lot of fun for me, too, is people will tell me about a story that was just perfect for them, and it made them cry, and I'm thinking, that story didn't make me cry, but it did for them, and so I realized that story was for them. It wasn't for me so much as it was for them, and that's all it is. It's just stories, and you can get from them what you want or what God wants you to get from them, and it's really fun to see how people get different things from them.
So what are you working on now?
Well, I just finished the second book. Loyola Press asked me to write another book, and I said, really? What about? And they said, well, throw some more thrift store stories in there, but tell a little bit of more about your own spiritual path. So I did that. I told a little bit about my spiritual path, how I, during all this, I started to search more for God because I was seeing him so often. And so I took a trip to Medjugorje, and then I had some other things happen to me. So I tell some of those stories so they're outside of the thrift store. Plus, I still tell a lot of thrift store stories. So they're in there, too. So it's about the same length book, same kind of message. If there's a message, it's just that these stories happen, and they're easy to find if you keep your eyes open.
How can our listeners get a copy of your book, Thrift Store Saints? And what is the name of the new book?
The new book is Thrift Store Graces.
Oh, okay. Thrift Store Graces and Thrift Store Saints. How can our listeners get copies of those?
Well, you can go to your local bookseller. They should be able to get it. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it directly from LoyolaPress.com. So any of those places are fine. But locally is good because I like to support local businesses because I see the impact that has on communities to have local businesses working and being part of it.
Thanks so much, Jane. Thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum.
Oh, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.